IGU General Manager Jomo Stewart reminded the 20 or so people who showed up for Tuesday night's meeting at Fairbanks City Hall how the effort to bring natural gas to the interior began about 10 years ago. That's when local residents began looking for alternatives to heating oil after its price began rising toward a peak of $4 a gallon.
It was sucking $300 to $600 million a year out of our economy when that price of oil reached its peak of $4 plus.
Before long, the task force formed in response to the price hikes settled on liquefied natural gas, not only because LNG was cheaper, but also because it would burn more cleanly than other heating fuels, which could help relieve the Fairbanks area's growing air pollution problem.
By giving people another fuel option at a reasonable price that was cleaner, certainly than oil, but way cleaner than wood.
To get the LNG to Fairbanks and then distribute it locally, the Interior Gas Utility, or IGU, settled on a deal proposed in late 2012 by former Governor Sean Parnell that he called the Interior Energy Project. Parnell offered a package of grants, low-interest loans, and bonding authority worth a total of $332 million, which the legislature approved in 2013.
And that's where we are today.
The deal the IGU board will consider December 5th would use about $59.5 million of that funding package to buy Pentex and its assets from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA. The assets include the Titan LNG plant at Point McKenzie and tanker trucks to bring the gas to Fairbanks. The IGU would use the distribution system of another Pentex asset, Fairbanks Natural Gas, along with infrastructure the IGU's been building over the past year, to pipe LNG to the Fairbanks and North Pole areas beginning tentatively in 2020.
We're trying to rapidly transition an energy economy.
It's a complex deal with many moving parts that include building more infrastructure, using a $331 million funding package financed through ADA. The IGUs will use some of that to upgrade the facilities and build new ones and clean up contamination at some of the Pentex sites. Perhaps most importantly, the IGU will have to persuade local residents to convert to LNG to heat their homes and businesses.
Conversions are what's going to drive usage, is what drives the system.
That might be a challenge because the IGU concedes it won't be able to provide LNG as cheaply as it had originally hoped. That's a key consideration for property owners who will have to pay for converting to an LNG-fueled heating system, the cost of which, Stewart conceded, could vary widely.
It's hard to say at a forum like this what your conversion costs are going to be.
Firm answers to many questions raised at Tuesday's forum were hard to come by, but the conversational back-and-forth format used by Stewart and IGU board chairman Mike Meeks helped make some of the complexities more comprehensible, says Allison Carter, who sat in on the session.
It was a lot of information. I certainly didn't absorb it all, but I do feel like I have a much better idea of what's going on.
Stewart says that's what he and the board had hoped the meeting would accomplish.
And I do hope that the folks who did come feel that they got not necessarily the answers they wanted, but that they felt that they got the information they were looking for, at least know what's going on.
Stewart will get one more chance to let folks know what's going on in next Tuesday's forum at North Pole City Hall. He says the public will get a chance to comment on the Pentex purchase during a November 30th IGU board work session in the Borough Assembly meeting room. Board members are scheduled to vote on the purchase on December 5th. If they approve the deal, the ADA board will vote on December 7th. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.